Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Some stories don't hit you all at once. They creep in like a shadow at dusk, a slow realization that something isn't quite right. You're left questioning your instincts, second-guessing reality, until the fear becomes impossible to ignore. Tonight we hear from a listener named Tim, who takes us into the intimate spaces of his childhood home, an apartment that, at first glance, seemed like any other. But as the nights passed, subtle disturbances began to weave themselves into the fabric of their lives. A loyal dog barking at empty spaces, a mother frozen in the grip of an unseen force and an invisible weight pressing down, threatening to crush their sense of safety. Was it an overactive imagination, or perhaps something more sinister, lurking just out of sight? Let's get to the letter. They write, "It all began in 2009. At the time, I lived with my mother in a modest apartment. It wasn't much, just a single living room where we both slept, alongside a small kitchen, a bathroom, and a hall. My mother's bed was tucked against the wall near the window, and mine was on the opposite side of the room, close to another window. Between us, there was a span of about 5 meters. We shared our home with Marshall, a large and gentle dog who was always a source of comfort. He had a loyal, protective nature, the kind of dog you could trust to guard you against anything. At least, that's what I believed before everything changed. It was a quiet night, sometime around 2 a.m., and the apartment was silent except for the soft sound of our breathing as we slept. Marshall, as usual, was curled up at the foot of my mother's bed, a habit he'd maintained since he was a pup. But that night, something woke him. Without warning, Marshall shot up, his body trembling violently. He began barking, a frantic, guttural sound unlike anything we'd ever heard from him. My mother woke up immediately, startled by his behavior. She reached out to calm him, but no matter how much she tried to soothe him, he wouldn't stop. His eyes were fixed on the corner of the ceiling just above my bed. It was as though he could see something that neither of us could. Something invisible, yet so threatening that it sent a dog as brave as Marshall into sheer panic. The strangest part? I didn't wake up. I slept through the entire ordeal, completely oblivious to the chaos. My mother later told me she'd tried to call out to me, to shake me awake, but she couldn't move. She described it as if her body was pinned to the bed by some invisible weight, her limbs heavy and unresponsive. Marshall stayed rooted to her bed, barking furiously, but refusing to step down onto the floor or approach the area above me. It was as if he understood that whatever he was seeing was beyond his ability to confront. The whole episode lasted no more than 15 minutes, but to my mother, it felt like an eternity. She watched helplessly as Marshall barked into the void, her own fear growing with every passing second. And then, just as suddenly as it had started, it stopped. Marshall collapsed onto her bed, exhausted but still trembling. The next morning, my mother told me everything. I laughed it off at first, assuming Marshall had been spooked by a bug or maybe a shadow cast by the streetlights outside. But my mother's face told a different story. She wasn't the type to overreact or imagine things. She was convinced that what Marshall saw and what kept her paralyzed was something beyond explanation. I decided to investigate the corner above my bed, searching for any clues that might explain Marshall's behavior. I scoured every inch of the ceiling, expecting to find something, a spider, a crack, maybe even an electrical issue, but there was nothing. Just solid concrete and a faint layer of dust. Days passed without incident, and I started to push the memory aside. Life went back to normal, or so I thought. As weeks turned into months, other small, unexplainable things began to happen. Marshall started acting strangely in certain parts of the apartment, avoiding the hall near the kitchen and growling softly when he passed through. There were nights when I would catch him standing in the middle of the room, staring into empty space with his ears pinned back, and it wasn't just him. I began to feel it too, that strange sensation of being watched. It was subtle at first, a fleeting discomfort that I chalked up to paranoia. But over time it grew stronger. There were moments when I'd be sitting alone in the living room and the hair on the back of my neck would stand on end. I would turn around, half expecting to see someone behind me, but the room was always empty. My mother, however, dismissed it all. She would wave off my concerns with a laugh, calling it my overactive imagination, but even she couldn't explain the strange heaviness that started to settle over her. It became harder for her to breathe, as though something was pressing down on her chest. She went to the doctor fearing the worst, but every test came back normal. Her lungs were healthy, her heart was strong. There was no medical explanation for her symptoms. Still, the heaviness persisted, and I began to wonder if it wasn't something physical at all. The apartment itself started to feel oppressive, as if its very walls were closing in on us. Marshall's behavior became more erratic, and I couldn't shake the feeling that whatever had frightened him that night above my bed hadn't truly left. Months passed, and while the intensity of the strange occurrences seemed to lessen, a quiet unease lingered. Marshall's behavior became a daily reminder that something wasn't right. He would growl or bark at corners, refuse to enter certain parts of the apartment, and sometimes trembled for no apparent reason. The tension came to a head one quiet night. My mother and I were sitting in the living room watching TV when Marshall suddenly stood up. His ears perked, his body stiffened, and he stared into the hallway leading to the kitchen. At first, we thought it was another one of his episodes, but then something strange happened. The light in the hallway flickered, not a quick blink, but a slow, rhythmic dimming that lasted for nearly a minute. My mother turned to me, her face pale, and whispered, "Did you see that?" I nodded, my heart racing. It wasn't just the flickering light. The air around us had grown noticeably colder. Marshall let out a low growl, his gaze fixed on something neither of us could see. Then, without warning, he bolted into the hallway, barking furiously. I jumped up to follow him, but as I entered the hallway, everything felt wrong. The air was heavy, almost suffocating, and there was an overwhelming sense of dread, as if I were standing in the presence of something I couldn't comprehend. Marshall barked into the darkness, his voice echoing eerily in the small space, and then, just as quickly as it had begun, it stopped. The light in the hallway returned to normal, the chill in the air vanished, and Marshall retreated to the living room, visibly shaken. I spent the rest of the night trying to make sense of what had happened, but there were no answers. The next day, I decided to dig deeper into the apartment's history. What I found only added to the mystery. The building was over 50 years old, and while most of its history was mundane, there was one story that stood out. Decades ago, a young woman had lived in our apartment. According to an old neighbor, she had suffered from depression and rarely left the house. One night, she was found dead in the very room my mother and I now shared. The neighbor didn't know much more, just that the woman had passed under mysterious circumstances and that her death had cast a shadow over the apartment. "It's just an old story," the neighbor said with a shrug. "But some people say she never really left." That same week, something happened at my girlfriend's apartment that shook me to my core. She had been staying in her own place across town, but when I visited her one morning, she looked visibly upset. She explained that she had woken up to find her closet door open, a door she always kept closed. Inside, a framed photo of her and her sister had been turned toward the wall. But the strangest detail was her angel statue, a delicate figure that had sat undisturbed on her dresser for years. It had been knocked over, lying on its side as if it had been pushed. The parallels between what had been happening in my apartment and the events at her place were too much to ignore. I couldn't shake the feeling that whatever had been in my home had followed me, or worse, that it was never bound by walls to begin with. Eventually, Marshall's health began to decline. It was gradual at first, little signs of aging that I attributed to the natural passage of time. But as the months wore on, his condition worsened. I took him to the vet hoping for answers, but there was nothing conclusive. He passed away a few weeks later, and with him went the last sense of protection I'd felt in the apartment. Without Marshall, the apartment felt different. The air was heavier, the shadows darker. I started sleeping with the lights on, unable to shake the feeling that I wasn't alone. My mother tried to reassure me, but even she admitted that the apartment had started to feel oppressive, almost malevolent. Eventually, I made the decision to leave. I found a small studio apartment across town and moved out within weeks. But even after leaving, I couldn't escape the feeling that something was watching me. At night, I would hear faint sounds, soft knocks on the walls, the creak of floorboards in an empty room. I told myself it was just the noise of the building settling, but deep down, I wasn't so sure. To this day, I don't have answers. Was it all in my head? A series of coincidences fueled by fear and imagination? Or was there something real? Something that lived in the spaces we couldn't see? I don't know if I'll ever truly understand what happened in that apartment, but one thing is certain. Some things are better left unexplained. Sincerely, Tim. There's something unsettling about stories like this. They exist in that ambiguous space between the explainable and the unknown, where our instincts clash with logic, leaving us with more questions than answers. Tim's story resonates with anyone who's felt a presence they couldn't see, a chill they couldn't explain, or a sense of being watched when no one else was around. On one hand, we could chalk this up to psychological explanations, a classic case of sleep paralysis heightened by fear and imagination. After all, science tells us that sleep paralysis can render us immobile and create vivid, often terrifying experiences. Marshall's behavior could be attributed to natural animal instincts, perhaps heightened by the environment. But then, there are the details, the flickering lights, the untouched yet shifted objects, and the weight of dread that even science struggles to define. Could this have been the lingering energy of a past tenant, a spirit tied to unresolved pain or tragedy? And what about the objects at Tim's girlfriend's apartment? Coincidence? Or a sign that whatever was in his home had started to follow him? Marshall's behavior adds an interesting layer. Animals, as many believe, have heightened sensitivity to energies or presences we can't perceive. Was Marshall protecting his family from something real that night? Or was he simply reacting to stimuli beyond our understanding? The unanswered question lingers. What happens to a place where tragedy has occurred? Does the sorrow imprint itself on the walls, the air, the very fabric of the space? Or was this a case of imagination feeding on suggestion? As we close this chapter, one thought stands out. Whether you believe in the paranormal or not, stories like Tim's remind us of the power of the unknown. They force us to confront our deepest fears and the possibility that some mysteries will never be solved. Until next time, stay curious and maybe leave a light on. You never know what might be lurking in the shadows.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.